Yeah, the more I talk about the death cult, the more people stare at me. They don't even know why they're staring at me. I'm actually looking up at the sky, and all the clouds, they're little puffy clouds, and they're all the same design. There's your fractal. Fractal repeat. So anyway, the more I talk about the death cult, the more people just kind of like realize. They don't even know that I said it. They just, something in them, the demon in them, I guess. They just look at me like, he's not one of us, or he's not from here, or he's, I can't figure him out. They look at you like, I can't figure him out, you know? The death cult. See, if you look at the sky, it's blue. The clouds are usually white. I see some blue clouds out there, but I don't know if that's just a reflection off the sky or whatever. But the sky is blue because blue represents law. And why would the sky be blue? The reason the sky is blue is because the flesh is nothing but sin. Romans chapter 7. Man born of woman's full of trouble as the sparks fly upward. Why are we under gravity? Gravity is the same word as grave. You're going back to the grave. They can't figure out what gravity is. I think it's what, 9.81 meters per second or 32 feet per second? 32 feet per second is one less than 33. Anyway, the body's going back to the grave. The blue letter law killeth. The letter killeth. The blue sky represents the law. And the reason it is a law is because you're under law, because you're in the flesh. Why do we have policemen? Because the flesh is nothing but sin. The reason you have policemen is to restrain the evil. Are the policemen evil sometimes? Yes, everybody is. That's why it's best to stay away from them. Don't even mess with them. Just do right and stay away from the police. Think about it. If they're enforcing the law, they're for 20, 30 years, their mind is under law. Their mind's not under grace. They don't know what. You can't talk. You talk to a policeman who's been under the police force for 30 years, you're gonna expect to hear grace from them? Yeah, you expect to hear walking in the spirit from them? I don't think so. They don't know what it means. Because their mind is so connected to the law, the letter, that it's embedded in them, it's part of them. It's kind of like a bloodline and a culture line. The only way you're going to escape it is disconnect from it or see the code. I don't see any other way. And the code is the codex, which is the book, which is the Bible. And I'm talking about really deeply studying it and understanding it, because if you don't understand the Bible, and I see the codex hidden in plain view. The only way I was able to see that this is a cartoon script down here, red versus blue, and they're all actors. All of them are actors. The politicians, the Hollywood, the media, the news, it's all act. Even the stock market, the corporate system, it's all act. They're all playing games. They're using it. They're using the fake reality to bring out their agenda. Like right now, somebody made a comment that the government doesn't need Google anymore because they're going to have AI. So they're collapsing Google. They only needed Google to build up their system. And now that they don't need them, they collapse, you see.
things.
It's just a show. The purpose of the show is to cut you from the flesh mind to the spirit mind. Hold on one second. The whole system is under the flesh. God is allowing, you know, what the devil meant for evil, God meant for good. But Adam and Eve chose to go into sin. You can't actually blame it on the devil. You can never blame it on the devil. The only reason you can blame it on the devil is because when Jesus said, "There's nothing in me," that means there's nothing for him to grab hold of. But with you, there's something in you. So the devil found something in you. And so that's what he's trying to do now. He's doing that every day of your life. So when you see people arguing and fighting over stupid stuff and complaining and he said, she said, comparing themselves with one another, and you know they're still in the death cult. The death cult is the gossip, the backbiting, the sin and the death, the flesh, the desires of this world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. And so they put these new cars out in front of you. They put this woman out in front of you, sticking her feet up on TikTok and stretching and all that. They've been doing that from the get-go. When I was a kid, they had some kind of exercise thing. And I was sitting there watching it just because I was like, what is this? I mean, I was a kid. I wasn't even 8. I mean, I wasn't even 12. And I was watching these women do these stretches on this TV show. And my grandfather said, quit watching that. He wasn't even saved, man. I don't think he was. He might have been, but I don't know. I was too young to know. But they're always putting this stuff out in front of you to draw you in. It doesn't matter what it is. Money, greed, dream, some kind of American dream. Think about the people that get rich. The Bible tells you, if you desire to get rich, you fall into many, many problems. And you usually fall into idolatry, you know. Now, if you get rich, that's okay. The love of money is the root of all evil, not money. If you're doing it to serve and to help, it's just automatic that you're going to get rich or you're going to do good. But most people don't want to serve. And what Elon Musk said, he said, if you want to beat inflation, if you want to outpace inflation or escape velocity of inflation, you got to reproduce, or your services and your goods have to outpace inflation. You got to produce more, which makes total sense. So have you noticed that technology becomes more and more advanced when we try to outpace inflation? The more money they print, the more they devalue everything. And so man's technology is his worst enemy. It's supposed to make you free, but it doesn't. So what's happening here? You're under law. You're under flesh. The technology is supposed to make you free, but it makes you more of a slave. What's happening? You're under the blue sky. You're under the law. You're not walking in the spirit. Switch your thinking from stinking thinking to spirit thinking, and you live. Those that are in the flesh are in the death cult. They die. The letter killeth. The same spirit that raised Jesus from dead will quicken your mortal bodies, right? So how do you walk down here in the death cult and your flesh is nothing but sin and around you and you're under the blue sky and you're in the snake system, the snake eating itself? How do you escape it while you're still here? The only way to escape it is die daily. So let's say you're dealing with somebody who wants to be argumentative all the time. Don't argue with them. Don't even talk to them. Set boundaries. You set boundaries. You die daily. You come up with responses. You study enough narcissistic videos about narcissism that you learn how to respond. You reflect it back. You reflect it back to them. When they throw you a death dart, reflect, don't accept it, don't receive it. Divert it back. Pray about it. Lord, I got this death cult member trying to put some kind of fake identity on me. So you got to be aware of your inner man. You got to be aware of what's happening. You got to be aware of every conversation because every conversation is a warfare. To pull you into a copy. So you have to really understand the code to really escape it because everything's a copy machine down here. Be fruitful and multiply. God made man in his image. Everything's a copy. So the person who's speaking to you is trying to make a copy of themselves. Unless they're telling you to run to Jesus and be a copy of Jesus. Otherwise, they're trying to make you a copy of them. The death cult is ingrained and embedded in the system because it's embedded in every human in the flesh mind. And when I say the flesh mind, I'm talking about the lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pride of life. It's all the above. It's not just your physical body, but it's your program that you're running on. You're running on a program. And that program is the spirit of the age, the spirit of the air. It's your program from a child by the music, by the holidays, by the media, by your society, everything around you. Why do you think they keep playing the same music over and over? Why do they keep saying the same thing over? Why does your parents and your grandparents and everybody around you say the same stuff? Because they can't escape the death cult, because they're being programmed. Why do all the corporate leadership people talk the same talk? Why do they always worry about outward show? Because it's a death cult. They're all being programmed. They're programming each other, and they're being programmed.